guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, saw kind of a quiet market in the grains. We did move a little bit firmer today than throughout the day, and we're able to hold it. Cattle markets kind of on both sides here.
Yeah, you're right. And you look at the grain markets again, just a firmer tone here to start the week after the three-day weekend. And, you know, the corn market pushed up to new recent highs. And you look at the exports, they've been good. Slow planting progress with that second crop corn in Brazil also offering some support. So a pretty decent day in the corn market. That also spilled over to the wheat complex. You know, cold weather and talk of some winter kill. Russia is also expecting a cold week, and then the recent weaker dollar, offering support there as well. The soybean complex, just a couple cents higher today. Rain over the weekend in Argentina and drier conditions in Brazil for harvest. Again, still no talk scheduled between Trump and China. But again, with the strength in the corn and the wheat complex, that offered some support again to the soybeans today.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. It's all demand-based, but then weather seems to be kind of the wild card here right now.
You know, it is, and I think we'll continue to watch the weather in Argentina as we move forward. And, we're moving into March, and we'll be talking about some, acreage competition. We'll be looking at spring weather. We'll see the ag outlook numbers, I think, at the end of next week for their, estimates for this year's, acreage numbers. So we'll have some news in the market over the next couple of weeks, but weather, again, has certainly been the driver.
Yeah. Plus, we're setting the spring insurance crop prices right now.
We are through the month of February, so it's certainly an important time frame here to see where those guarantees come in at, too, here at the end of the month.
How about livestock? What went on there?
You know, kind of a softer day in the live cattle in those front months. You look at the cash market down $3 to $7 last week. We've seen some recent weakness in the box beef values. But the futures are at a discount to the cash, and we'll have a cattle on feed report Friday, too. So we'll certainly be positioning ahead of that as the week moves, as we move through the week, and then we'll see where the cash trades this week. A pretty good day on the feeder cattle, though. With the lower live cattle and the strength in the corn market, that certainly didn't pressure the feeders today. We're up, $3, $3.50 here in the front months. Again, the futures discount to the cash. Cold weather, too, is leaving some of those barns a little emptier here over the last week. But, again, that discount to the cash index certainly offering support. And the lean hogs went up and posted new contract highs in the summer months this morning. Again, with the strength in the cash and the cutouts and affirming cash index, we did come off those into the afternoon. But again, closing here moderately higher.
It almost seems like the lean hogs are the kind of the winner now at the meat case.
Yeah, they have been. And you look at certainly pork being cheaper than beef, offering support there too. And you look at the production numbers, they were smaller last week versus a year ago. So, numbers are maybe a little tighter than expected. And again, they're cheaper. So demand is certainly kind of drifting that direction.
Anything else we should be aware of here or talking about?
You know, I think, again, like we mentioned, weather, we get into March, we'll be looking at those established insurance guarantees. We'll be looking at acreage competition and acre estimates for the upcoming year, and we'll be looking at spring weather. You look at the drought monitor, again, there's a lot of areas that are relatively dry here going into spring, so those spring forecasts and rain will certainly play into how we get this crop started off for 2025.
Brian Strumman with Progressive Ag Marketing.